You know, as I sat and listened to these young people up here, it struck me how often we let our cultural attitudes about success inform and shape our understanding of our faith. In a church like Crossroads, in a community like Ozaukee County, we're surrounded by people, and often are people, who have accomplished incredible things in our work and our lives. But it strikes me that God doesn't always call us to be successful. I remember hearing a story once about a person who was asked by God to push a huge boulder. It was located on a precipice right on the edge of a cliff. And they knew that this boulder was just inches from tipping over the edge. And if they could just get it started, the momentum of the boulder would do the rest. Gravity would take hold of the sheer weight of the rock, and it would rush down the mountain, gathering speed and power as it went. And so this person pushed, and they pushed, and they pushed. They pushed for hours. They pushed for days. Every day they went back out and they tried to find new angles and new handholds. Hands became calloused. Shoulders became strong. Legs and back became more and more powerful. But no matter how strong the person became, no matter how hard they pushed, they couldn't get that boulder over the edge. It wasn't going to move. Until finally this person cried out to God and said, God, I can't do this. It's not working. I've tried everything. In response, God looked at the person and with a smile in God's voice said, I didn't ask you to roll the boulder down the hill. I asked you to push on it. How often do we lose sight of the fact that God isn't calling us to be successful? God isn't calling us to be successful, but to be obedient. How often do we lose sight of the fact that God isn't calling us to change the world through mighty acts of power or glory? Friends, that's God's job. I mean, it's not by accident that God uses the weak and the broken to do God's work, that God uses the small. It's not by accident that God chose a 100-year-old man and his 90-year-old wife to be the forefather of God's chosen people. It's not by accident that God chose a man who had been chased out of Egypt for murder to lead those same people back out of slavery. It's not by accident that God chose the ruddy-faced youngest child of Jesse to be the king of Israel over all of those other children. It's not by accident that God chose an unwed teenager to bear the word of God into the world. It's not by accident that God chose a manger and a stable. It's not by accident that God chose a cross and not a crown. It's not by accident that God chose 4-year-olds to preach the sermon this morning. God doesn't choose the powerful. God chooses the obedient. We don't have to accomplish the work. We simply have to be faithful enough to step out in obedience when God asks. I mean, how many times have you said to yourself, I don't know how. I wouldn't know where to begin to do that. What good could I do? I don't have the resources. I don't have the strength. Who's going to listen to me? Every single one of those excuses is completely and totally valid. Or they would be. They would be if the effectiveness of the work was up to you. I want to encourage you all this morning. I want to encourage you to continue to come and be involved in worship. to be involved with a community of people, each of whom are trying in their way to be obedient to God. And I want to encourage you to get involved and learn and study and grow and try to discern what it means and where it is that God may be calling you and where God may be calling us as a church. And I want to encourage you to serve. I want to encourage you to find the boulder that God is asking you to push. And I want to encourage you to start pushing. That's, I believe, what it means to live out loud. Maybe God will use your act of obedience to change the world. And maybe God will use your act of obedience to change you. Either way, you win. Amen.